I wanted to clarify that I am from suburban Cook County, not necessarily the city of Chicago in the introduction. And you're going to see a little bit of that in some of the slides I'm going to present, but I'm representing the suburban Cook County area, not the city of Chicago, so just want to clarify that. I have nothing to disclose. And just to give an overview of what I'm going to talk about today, I'm going to start off with describing the complexities and the issues that suburban Cook County faces, especially when administering a grant like CPPW, this large and intensive type of project. And also want to describe the utilization of the strategies that were designed by the Cook County Health Department in implementing CPPW and specifically go into our Model Communities Grant Program, which was our local mini-grant project. So in suburban Cook County, you'll see it's all of those colored areas besides that big white chunk, which is the city of Chicago. They have their own state-certified health department, so the Cook County Health Department does not necessarily work within the city of Chicago. But there are rising rates of chronic disease and obesity just like in the city. We have about 60% of the population in suburban Cook County who are overweight or obese, which is equivalent to the population of the state of Montana, for some perspective on that issue. The actual causes of death are, again, caused by chronic diseases such as heart disease, cancer, and stroke. And we have unequal socioeconomics within this 700 square miles of area, which is quite large for one health department to manage. And it includes 125 municipalities, 143 school districts, not one, which is in the city of Chicago, 143, 700 schools, thousands of providers, senior citizen centers, and things of that nature that this health department needs to collaborate with. And in addition, there's demographic shifts happening within the suburban areas that we're seeing with the closure of things like public housing facilities within the city of Chicago and other, you know, increasing costs of living within urban environments. Many people who are low income are moving into the suburbs. And in the recent census, we saw an increase of 41% of low-income individuals moving into suburban Cook County versus a 4% increase in the city of Chicago. So to address some of these issues and problems, the Cook County Health Department designed a strategy several years ago, much prior to receiving CPPW funds, on how to address an area with this much complexity that is also dealing with death and morbidity and mortality from chronic disease. And that was conducted by the Prevention Services Unit, of which the former director is sitting in this room, Dr. Welser, so I wanted to give a shout out to her, and my current supervisor, Gina Masuda Barnett, who is the chronic disease director at Cook County. And they really knew that they could not just provide services to these 125 municipalities and over 700 schools, and they really needed to try and create infrastructure within the county to address some of these issues. And there was three ways in which they designed to build this infrastructure, and one was to create a systems of communication and coordination at various levels, you know, across the county, locally, in the various sectors, and then regionally based on the different regions of suburban Cook County. They wanted to create networks and build constituency for these types of issues across the county, as well as develop capacity and provide leadership opportunities for individuals living within these localities. And underlying all of that was health equity as a value of the health department and using the socio-ecological model and community organizing principles to drive these issues for the CPPW project and other projects they had undertaken. Part of that component was the development of the Alliance for Healthy and Active Communities, which began as the Chronic Disease Network in the summer of 2009, which was prior to CPPW funding. And through CPPW, this alliance, or AHEC as we call it, was really catalyzed in that we were able to engage local communities, municipalities, and school districts, as well as community-based organizations to become, you know, the grassroots part of this coalition, as well as continuing to engage the grass tops organizations, those that serve these municipalities and local governments and school districts across the county, and have had a stake in these communities for quite some time. So the CPPW project was awarded to the Cook County Health Department and the Public Health Institute of Metropolitan Chicago in March of 2010. I am an employee of the Public Health Institute because they were the fiscal agent for this initiative for the Cook County Health Department, and so it's a unique relationship in that my paycheck comes from PHIMC, but my supervisor is at the Cook County Health Department. So another complexity that needs to be dealt with when doing these types of large grants. And this initiative was aimed at making broad-based policy systems and environmental change through promotion of breastfeeding, enhancing healthier school environments, and promoting healthy communities. Through this initiative, again, we're going back to those three strategies that I mentioned above, or mentioned earlier, which were doing capacity building, training, and technical assistance, providing health communications through a large communications branding initiative that the CPPW project undertook, as well as providing things like storytelling and earned media training to some of our localities, and building constituency support for this type of work. And we had various levels of the CPPW project within our Community Action Plan, or CAP, that were targeted towards state, county, and then the local level initiative, which is really our Model Communities project that I'll get into in a minute. And all of these strategies were designed to, you know, create more access to and demand for healthy options, fewer available unhealthy options, and more safe places to live, work, and play, so that we had a suburban Cook County that was a culture and environment that supported healthy living and health equity. This is some pictures from some of our communities there on the right, so I just wanted to highlight that. And the Model Communities Grant Project was really, in my opinion, the bread and butter of the CPPW work in suburban Cook County, because it was targeted solely towards those localities, which are, again, in suburban Cook, home rule is home rule. So you've seen one school district, you've seen one school district. So in order to kind of, you know, obtain healthy living within these localities, $4 million of that $16 million award was dedicated to going back to the communities and provided through this local mini-grant program. Through 38 grant recipients, we were able to reach over 73 municipalities, which is about half of the municipalities in suburban Cook County that I mentioned, and 127 schools, reaching about 1.6 million residents and 90,000 students, which was pretty successful in terms of reaching that broad population over such a large span. And through this initiative, we provided financial and technical resources and training to build individual as well as organizational capacity. So again, going back to those three strategies that were highlighted in the CCDPH strategy development, as well as again in the CPPW project, we, you know, conducted capacity building through technical assistance provided by those grass tops organizations that I had mentioned earlier, organizations that had expertise in community design and active living, as well as administering the chronic disease self-management program, as well as doing community gardens. So we pulled together a group of TA experts that provided that one-on-one technical assistance to our grantees. And we also had staff who were on the ground, either working with school districts specifically or working with those community-based organizations or local governments specifically, and talking one-on-one with those folks to make sure that the work got done. Again, we had 2 years to implement the entire project. The Model Communities project was shrunk into 1 year, so those who were granted the funds had 1 year to do this policy change, which was very time-constraining in conducting this type of work. We also prioritized, a training opportunity and leadership institute for our grantees that was called the Change Institute, so it was something that they also participated in as a component of their Model Communities grant. And we prioritized communities of need and continuing the conversation with them about place and health. So we reached out to, you know, several communities, even some that were not grantees, but were touched by some of the impact of the policy changes that were created by the Model Communities grantees, to conduct dialogues on place and health. And we were able to reach about 1,000 people through that project. Again, as I mentioned earlier, we had communication strategies in which we provided storytelling training for our grantees and their partners to be sure that they told their successes and pitched some stories to those local media opportunities so that they could get on the front page of the Chicago Tribune in some cases. In some cases, it was their local papers or, you know, local newspaper initiatives that they wanted to work with. And also, we provided collaboration and constituency building. Collaboration, again, through joining the Alliance for Healthy and Active Communities at the county level, as well as conducting their own collaboration within their local governments, their school districts, and so on. Some of the impact that we had, as I said, was pretty successful through this project, and that we were able to, you know, provide impact to over 127 schools, and that's highlighted by the little green dots here. And you'll see that this is, again, the poverty map that I had showed earlier, where you're seeing a lot of our impact in these high-need areas. Over 83% of the school districts that we worked with were high-need areas in suburban Cook County. And 71 of the communities were touched, that's highlighted by the red outlines there. So again, you'll see the overlap of those darkened areas again being touched by this project, which concluded to about 63% of our community organizations or local governments were considered high need communities. Some successes in addressing health inequities with this type of project with a local mini grant program is that we had, you know, 27 out of our 38 were considered high need governments, community-based organizations, and school districts. And we considered one of those entities high need if they had 51% or greater of their population below the federal poverty level. And through this initiative, we had 19 of passages of healthy eating, which included things like community gardens, worksite policies to promote breastfeeding, and institutionalization of a chronic disease self-management program. In addition, we had passage of 26 active living policies, which included things like complete streets, safe park zones, community planning and design that incorporates active living. We also had establishment of active wellness councils in 9 school districts, which impacted 59 schools. 11 of our school districts improved their school food environments through policies related to their national school lunch or school breakfast program, policies related to, you know, the celebrations or fundraising activities of that school. And we also had 15 school districts, 98 schools, improve their school physical activity opportunities through after-school programs or in-school, you know, recess or in the classroom type activities, as well as safe routes to school initiatives that many of our schools undertook. Some of the highlights of some of our grantees. So this is the city of Berwyn. This is actually a picture from the city of Berwyn. And it's an area located about 10 miles west of the city of Chicago. Literally, if you drive the Eisenhower straight west, you will hit the city of Berwyn. And it's about 52,000 individuals, so a pretty high populous municipality in suburban Cook County. And very diverse in that 40% of the population is Hispanic or Latino. And through the work with Model Communities grant project, they were able to complete 5 multi-sector PSCs, including an active transportation plan, which helps with their community design in the future. They implemented, you know, directional signage over several miles of their roadways, and they also implemented safe park zones and complete streets policies and school travel plans through the Safe Routes to School initiative. And we highlight the city of Berwyn because they really had a strong and consistent coalition locally that helped them to achieve these multi-sectoral PSCs, which included partners like the school districts. There were two in Berwyn that were involved with this, the park districts for the Safe Park Zones initiative, as well as the urban planners sitting in that city office, and the mayor of the city of Berwyn was really heavily involved with this initiative. Another one of the highlights is one of our school districts, Matson School District 162, which is located in the south suburbs of suburban Cook County, which is historically one of our more lower income areas of the area of the region. And Matson is served by about 5 or 6 municipalities, where the students are about 3,200 students attending these 7 schools. And Matson was very smart in that they included a district-wide policy that incorporated these 3 PSCs that they have identified here. So they passed a huge, you know, district-wide policy that incorporated nutritional standards for their school meals program, as well as mandatory opportunities for physical activity during the school day and after school. And we highlight Matson because they were very successful in forming wellness councils at each of the 7 schools, which were called, they were called M-teams, because they were staffed by usually the PE teachers or the nurses in those schools. And then those folks who served on the wellness councils of the school buildings also came to the district level and sat on that district level wellness council. So they had a really good structure in place to make sure that even though the policies might have been passed at the end of their grant cycle, they had the structure there for full implementation beyond the Model Communities grant project. And additionally, they solicited input and buy-in from students and from parents, especially when changing those food options. You don't want to bring in carrots when the students really want to have some celery instead. So they did taste tests with their students to make sure that the new options they were offering were, you know, going to be eaten by the students, as well as providing information in their newsletters out to the parents for the school district. Our lessons learned is that for those, you know, high-need areas where they weren't as successful, like Matson and Berwyn, in implementing PSC change, we found some common patterns and that there, you know, obviously we had a time constraint from the beginning of the project. 1 year is not enough time to get this work done. Possibly they could get some passages, but we're not going to know if it's going to be implemented fully, especially if they weren't as smart as, you know, Matson and Berwyn were in designing structures to make sure that this was can be implemented in the future. There was a limit in time, again, to have community feedback and to provide for more process evaluation of our project because we were on this time crunch and trying to get through the project in 1 year and meet our goals. And there's always a lack of institutionalized social capital when you're dealing with areas of low income and high need. And that's something that we had to deal with throughout our project. I mean, we still have school districts that were funded, that, you know, were successful in passing some policies, but they just don't have people to do this work beyond funding from model communities. And again, many of these are already faced with limited human and fiscal resources. So in the future, the Cook County Health Department has been thinking about how to keep some components of model communities going. And we hope that, you know, through sustainability for health equity, we can incorporate that more into future programming like model communities. Unfortunately, the health department was unsuccessful in obtaining a CTG award, so there's going to have to be some unique and creative things brought about in the health department to kind of continue this type of work in the future. Additionally, we are looking at more opportunities to share model community successes, so we have a page that highlights many of our projects called Cook County Voices, where you can go look at videos and look at some of the success stories of our grantees. And we're looking to see where we can expand some of those areas to create PSC change in complex environments. This is a shout out to those working at the CDC that funding streams need to continue to come down the pipe for local health departments that can address these complex issues in complex environments, things like CPPW, like the CTG grants, like REACH. Those types of awards are always needed in local health departments. And we also need to provide time to increase community capacity when advancing this type of change. 2 years is not enough time to provide capacity building and to really get into communities of high need and make sure that they have the strategies and the infrastructure in place for sustainability. So things like 5 year or beyond grant cycles are really the types of things that are needed. And we'd like to thank the staff and the grantees for participating in this project and all those who worked on it. Just press escape. Okay.